Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Rufor Shalema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
Chulin Daf Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah, in the middle of the Amid, the Mishnah brings down the Halacha, Nafla Sakin V'Shachta, if a Sakin falls at a Shecht, Alt Misha Shachta Kedarka, even though it's Shechti Kedasu Chedin, exactly how it's supposed to Shecht, Psula, Afal Pikin Halacha is its Puzzle, Shenebar, V'Zavachta V'Achalto, Basha Ata Zeveach Ata Oichal. Xeris HaKosov, that a person has to be Zeveach, you need Koyach Gavra, even though the Shechita was a Kosher Shechita, but if the person didn't do it, the Zavachta V'Achalto, the person himself has to be Zeveach, so then the person has to do it, and that's why Nafla is Puzzle. So the Gemara goes to be Medayik in the Mishnah, Taiba did Nafla, it's Mashba, that the whole problem with the Shechita is that it fell by itself. But if he himself would have gone and made it fall, then it would be kosher. The whole chesar in our Mishnah is that there's no koyach gavra. But if he, there would be a koyach gavra, if he would be mapalit, and he would make that it should go, the halach is kosher, even though he's not having kavara for the shechita. And the Gemara goes on to say, who's this tana? Amarava Reb Nosson, this is Reb Nosson, which we learned in the Braisa, that when someone throws a sacket and his plans was that the sacket should go into a wall, and on the way it shechts a behemoth, the halacha is, it's a machoikis, Reb Nosson machshir, Reb Nosson holds its kosher, but Reb Nosson holds you don't need to have kavara for shechita. The chachamim poistim and the chachamim hold that it's puzzle. Now the Rajba over here on the Gemara, the Rajba says that what does it mean, Epila? What does the Gemara say? It's mashman amish that Epila is kosher. What exactly, what criteria do we need to have Epila? That it shouldn't be a nafla. So the Rajba says that a pila could mean, yesh lefarish, that it means as long as it fell from him, as long as it fell from his hand, doesn't have to be that like the case of the Gemara brings about Chagas from Nasr Rabbanah that he was Zorak, that he threw it. It could be that just that it fell, it was sitting on him and it fell. Just like we find, he says, Agabi de Zokim, Hoysa Evan Mudachasoy Bechaker, someone has an Evan that's Mudach Bechaker. The nafla, the halacha is, that he's Chayiv on the Zokim. And Mela says the Rashi, who adina could be kosher shchita the fear of nos and the whole you don't need kavanah the shchita, that would be enough to be a hipila. Hipila doesn't mean that he went and he was zorak. Hipila means that it fell bikoyach bendas. It fell from a hand of a bendas. In the case of our Mishnah, it says nafla means that it fell aide the wind. He wasn't holding it bichlal. It was sitting somewhere and the wind pushed it down and it went and shechted the behema. That would be the chatitz of nafla. That it fell by itself, legamri, because not a person was holding it and it fell from his hand, even though he didn't push it down, it just fell from his hand, that would be enough to be pila, and that would be kosher lefirim not. Then the Rajba says, yesh lefarish, which he brings from he says, v'chein das rabbi seinu bali atoitzvitz, and no, pila means dafka pila, and that's the pashas loshan of pila. Anytime that it falls, even though it fell from his hand, the halacha is that wouldn't be enough to be a kosher shchita. You need to be maple, you need to push it down, you need to be zorak. Only then is a kosher lefiram nosin. Now the Rajba brings this machlokes, this noise down in Teres Habayis at the end of Shar Aleph, the Dafyid Aleph, Abed Aleph in the Teres Habayis. And he says that Luchayr, it's much of a stavr to him, like his first tzad, that Nachlam Yoda is going to be enough, it's going to be a kosher shchita lefiram nosin. And he says he has a raya from the Gemara later on at Amid Beis, at the bottom of Amid Beis. The Gemara says that Tvila, which the Gemara is bedamet to shchita, like Hilchas Kavana. And the Gemara says that if the fear of nosin, if an isha is nafla min hagesher, she falls off a gesher, and she falls into the water, she falls into the river, the halacha is it's a kosher tefila. So it says the Rashba that l'chayr falling off a gesher is the same thing as a knife falling out of the hand of a person. L'chayr, you don't need any more than that to have a kosher shchita, and therefore he strongly holds this tzav that it's enough that it fell from his hand. But l'maisi says that since Taisus holds not like this, we can't be making omega taisvis, and we have to be machmer for shita taisvis, and that's how it's kapaskit in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Gimel, this chumer like taisvis, that it's dafka zorak, dafka if he's maplet miyadayim, but if it's just nofal miyadoi, that will be a pasul shita, like the second pshat in the Rajra by us. Rabbi Kiv Eger over there in the Gilead Shulchan Aruch just speaks out, that since the Rajva Be'etzem holds not like this. The Rajva Be'etzem holds that Nafla Miyadai is a kosher shchita. He's just being machmer for shchita at Taisvis. But says Rav Kivegir, Mkena comes out, what happens if it was Nafla Miyadai and shechted a behema? So in a chanami, we won't eat from this behema because we have to be machmer for Taisvis that it's a pasul shchita, that this is Nichla and it did Nafla. But ha miya to go shecht the son of this behema, that we have to be machber that the shechit is kosher, and we have to be machber for the isra of oisei v'espinoi. So Rabbi Kivegi says, even though the Shulchan Aruch just writes pasul, but since the Raj is before that me'ikar adin, he holds the other way around, we're just being machmer, of course we have to be machmer also that it's a kosher shechit. Now there are in Berek HaBayis, is masik on the Rajba, and he holds very strongly like the Shita Satoisvis, like the second Shita, that you need to have hipilo, it has to be that you mapple it, and he's masber. He says that even though the Rajba brings the Chayr a strong raya from Tefila, he says, Einachanami, the Gemara's dimion over there is only the Gabi Hilchas Kavana. How much Kavana you have, but he says, it's Afal Pike, there's a big chilik between Tefila and Shita. Even though the Gemara's bedamited to, it's only the Gabi Hilchas Kavana. But by Shechita, there's a din of Vizavachta, there's a din of Koyach Gavro. Tefillah, there's no halach of Koyach Gavro, just there has to be a Tefillah. Now there's a dimyin in Lagabi Hilchas Kavana. Do you need to have Kavana that you're going and you're being toivel to be Matar yourself? Do you have to have Kavana to go and Shech to be to Shech to Behemo? But Lagabi the Etzem, Maisa Tefillah and the Maisa Shechita, it's Cholok. Shechita is a din Koyach Gavro in Shechita. Mashengin and Tefillah is no din Koyach Gavro Bechlal. So therefore says the Ra'ah in Berek HaBayis is in a chanami, it's true that by tefillah nafla is enough. You don't need any kayach gavra as long as the person ended up in the water. The halacha is that it's a kasher of tefillah. By shechita in a chanami, there's no dikavana, but you need a heavy pila. It needs to be that the kayach of the gavra, the kayach of the throw, the zorak, is making the shechita. If it just fell from his hand by itself, says the Ra'ah, that is not kayach gavra, and that's the reason over there why Tesis holds that it could be a possible shechita. Now there's a Rosh over here in our sugya in Simaches, which is a chayra, very mechudosh to Keshita over here in the sugya. The Rosh writes, "Time of the nafla, ha'i pila hu ksheira, but ava gab deloy mechavin l'shum chaticha, even though he's not trying to cut. There's no kavana b'chlal even to cut. El shen is chavin l'hapila. His whole kavana is only to be mapulit. Karita babe is a vachto v'achalto. Kiva shen is chavin l'hapila." And the Rosh further on explains a little more. Why is there, the Rosh seems to be mechadish over here, that you need to have a kavana. The kavana is going to have to be to make the maisa chaticha. Baham Mia says the Rosh, before in the Rosh, that there has to be a kavana for the maisa hapila, for the maisa zrika, even though you're not planning on making any cutting with it, but this maisa that you're doing, that you're being mapulit, you have to have kavana. And the Rosh, for the little few lines later, explains why. What's the state of this kavana? Miu beloy kavana shum dover e efsher. Any kavana, says the Rosh, it's e efsher. It can't be a kasher shchita. Midachsiv is a vachta. The havel chol apochos k'may ve'asisa. V'tzorich lehischavin l'shum dover ma'isa uve'inyan acher le'mikri koyach gavro. The Rosh is mashba that if someone just is mapled shaloi b'kavana, let's say in his sleep, or some other hecha tipsu where a person can make a maisa zrika without any kavana, then there is not koyach gavra to establish that this is my koyach and this is my maisa mikoychi. There has to be a kavana for it. Bichidish in the Rosh. So far in the Rajvos, mashva in the Rajva, the shiloh, do you need to be mapled? Do you not need to be mapled? It's very clear in the Rajva, there's no nice b'chal of having any kavana. The Rosh is mashma, that Rosh says clearly that there's a din kavana. And the Rosh seems to hold that the din kavana is similar to what we're saying from the Ra'ah, that there's a new halacha shechit of koyach gavra, and that's why you need to have a pila. The Rosh takes us a step further, and he says that if you don't have a kavana to do a maisa, if it's not a kavana to do a maisa, that is not nichlan koyach gavra, it's kilo, it happened by itself. That's not koyach gavra, and that's why the Rosh holds, you need to have kavana, hom mia, for the maisa nefila, for the maisa apol. Now the Tvua Shar, and Simi Gimel and Oizayin brings down this Rosh. And he's betama on the Paiskim that they bring the Rosh, but it doesn't seem like the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't seem a chalal at Ibnachas at the such halacha. It's a big ashmat at the Paiskim that you need to have kavana for the Hippila. But he says that this Rosh is not just a Rosh, the Chayr is a Taisvis, and if you base him a base, the Taisvis is also mash like that. Taisvis is on you base him a base, a masal Zorak. Taisvis speaks out when he explains Shitas from Nosson, he says, Avram Nosson machsha feel loin mischavim l'chaticha. Even if you're not being mischavim l'chaticha, going hippel as a sack and meshachat, smash for the Lashon Taisvis, that if you wouldn't be mischavim l'chlal, it would be puzzle. The whole hechsher of nazan is only like the Rosh says, when you're not being mischavim for chaticha. But if you wouldn't be mischavim l'chlal, it would be mash for the Lashon Taisvis, it would be puzzle. You need to have a kavana for something, for the maisa you're doing, for the maisa hippilo, you need to have kavana. And the Tuvashar goes on to ask Akasha from the end of this block. moving on to Daf Lama Beis Abed Aleph, where the Gemara brings down the memra of Rava, Shocha Parav, Shocha Behima Acheres Ima, where it's before over there in the Gemara, that Lefiram Nasin, if it's Nishchata Behima Acheres Ima, the halacha is that the Parah Aduma doesn't have a psul mitzad, the problem of Malacha. The whole problem is only with the fact that he's shechting two things together. And therefore, like there are button that the Shechita is puzzle, the halacha is that the Parah Aduma is going to be kosher. As a Tvua Shar, that L'chayra, L'fida Rosh, what's the difference between Ram Nasin and the Rabbanon? Even if you're Ram Nasin, in order for the Shechita to be kosher, you need to have a Kavanah. So you're doing Malacha. How does that make that you're not doing Malacha? Bishlim, if you learn not like the Rosh, that you don't need any Kavanah. So that's not a Malacha, that's not a Hesach Hadas V'chlal. You weren't trying to do anything. It just happened by itself. It fell by itself. So then we understand why there's no problem with Malacha. And the whole problem could be like, if you're Ram Nasin, because you shechta two behemoths at once. There's a Hechsha Shechita here, so you have a psul of Shechli two behemoths at once. But the feeder rush that you have to have Kavana L'Kuli Alma. The Shaila is just you have to have a Kavana of Chaticha Simonim, or you have to have Kavana for the Maisa Pila, as it's for Shar L'Chaira. The feeder rush, there shouldn't be any difference between the Rabbanan and the Ram Nasin. And Sham, he says that maybe it's Chola Kamiya, that you're just having the Maisa of throwing it out of your hands is not enough. To create a Hesach Hadas, Ayin Shom. But that's a saga, that's his kasha on the Shittas HaRosh V'HaTosfos. Now the Rosh Yosef over here is B'dayik from Tosfos, the same way the Tuva Shar is B'dayik. And he says that if you look in Rashi and our sugya, the Chayr, it seems that Rashi also learned the sugya like the Rosh. When Rashi explains the Gemara in Divrei HaMaskil, V'afal Gav Deloy Mechavin. The Gemara is B'dayik in our Mishnah that if it's a Pila, even though you weren't Mechavin, Rashi adds some words. Rashi says, V'afal Gav Deloy Mechavin Lishchoit. He didn't have kavana to shecht elo lahapol asakin. It's mashma nalosh and Rashi that he learns up the Gemara and says afagav doike mechavin doesn't mean that you weren't mechavin bechlal. He goes and gives an explanation to the Gemara that you weren't mechavin for the shechita. You were only mechavin for hapol asakin. It's mashma nalosh and Rashi says the Bereish Yosef, also like the Rosh, that you need to have kavana. You need to have kavana for the maisa you're doing. The Gemara's mechavin when it says afagav doik mechavin means only you weren't mechavin for the shechita. Now the Beis HaLevi in Chelek Gimel and Simcha Chaf Gimel discusses this nice of the Rosh, the tab on the Paiskim, why they don't bring down this Rosh. And he brings the Tosfos in Sanhedrin Dafayin Zayin or Kiv Eger over here in Gilyon HaShatz but Zayin to it. Tosfos Devar Masel Soif Chamalavi, where their Tosfos is discussing the Indian of Isha B'Shem Chitzav, the Chiyav Misa on Isha B'Shem Chitzav. And Tosfos over there brings our Gemara. And Tosfos says that L'chayr, the Gemara makes a diak that by Nafla, the halacha is that it will be a pasul shchita. And he asks, L'fidaman the Omer Isha B'Shem Chitzav, if I put down a sakin, I put down a knife and the wind blows it, L'chayr, that should be considered my Maisa. Isha b'shchitzav means that the parsha of Eish, when a wind goes and blows something, I made the mazik, I put the sack in there. We look at it like my maisa. So ask Taisus al-Khair that the Gemara's diak al-Khair is not true. Khair nafla also should be chayiv. Nafla should also be a kasher shchita. There shouldn't be any difference between nafla and a pila. And Taisus goes on to say, unless you say that shchita is different, that Isha b'shchitzav is only enough to be chayiv, Bishom Mazik, that has a din of Adam Mazik, has a din of the Maisa Hezek Mamish. Mashengen Shchita, maybe Isha Bishom Chitzav is not enough to make a Shchita. But Tosfos goes on to say that it's not Mistavar Lechalik. It's not Mistavar to say that there's a difference between Hezek and Shchita, because we find that even Misa, even Ritzicha, we learn out that it has a din. It has a din of Isha Bishom Chitzav. So the same way we learn out Misa, the Parsha Ritzicha from Hezek, we should also learn out the parasha of Shechita. And therefore, Saisa says, El Niru de Asya hi sugya, Kemanda Omar Isha Mishum Amoin. Now, the Chayr, the Mechubin of Taisis is that the man Omar Isha Mishum Chitzav, why the Emes is the Mishnah Pasal, it has to be because of the Chassar and Kavana, because of Shitas Rabbanon, that you need to have Kavana. Now, the Beis HaLevi brings down that he saw people ask on Taisis that how could we come along and say that the whole sugya by us, our whole diktik in the Gemara is going the man to Omar, Ishai Mishum Amayna. L'chayra, the Gemara on the base brings, the Machaikis Rav and Rav Yechanan, whether or not Tfilah needs Das, Tfilah needs Kavana or not. And the Gemara asks a kasha from our Mishnah. How could Rabbi Yechon hold this way that you need to have kavano? Rabbi Yechon holds halacha kistam mishnah, and the Gemara's b'dayik and air mishnah that dafka nafla ha pila is kosher. And the Gemara says therefore we have a raya that the mishnah is going like Reb Nosson. The Beis Levi brings a kasha that l'chayy Rabbi Yechon zaman the Amar holds isha mishum chitza. And Tosfos seems to say in Sanhedrin over here that this whole dikta doesn't start with that man d'omar. But Sofiyim, there's no difference between nafla and pila. And therefore, Lefiyim, the hechrich, the mission is going like the rabbanon that you need to have kavana. Imkain, how could the Gemara go ahead and ask the kasher of Yechon or of Yechon's that man d'omar that holds isha mishum chitzov? So says the Beis Halevi that l'chayy nira that the kavana of Tosfos is not that the fidim on the omar isha mishum chitzav, we can't make the diuk. We can make the diuk just a little differently. The man the omar isha mishum amaynoi, so we say dafka nafla, hoi, pila, it's kosher, as long as you're mappalit, even if you don't have any kavana, the loch is that it's kosher. Masha'ikya the man the omar that holds isha mishum chitzav, the diktuk will go a little differently. Time of the nafla that fell by itself, which then imkain, you didn't have kavana for the maisa nafila. Masha Ekein, if you're mappalit, and therefore you would have kavana hamia for the maisin of filo, then it would be kosher, which that is also shitas from nasin, lufi shitas harosh. And like we said, Tosfos and Nafi Beis also holds this way. There's still a makom, says the Beis Halevi, to make the diktok, the time of the nafla that it fell by itself, and therefore, obviously, if something falls by itself, you don't have kavana for the maisin of filo. Masha Ekein, if you're mappalit be a dime, and you had kavana for this maisin of filo. You had kavana, when you put a knife down and the wind blows it, in chanami, your pesheya, and it has a dit of isha mishum chitzav. That could be considered your maisa, but you don't have kavana for that maisa. Mashegi, when you mapple it, then you can have kavana for the maisa epilo, for the maisa zriko. And that's still kayim, therefore the fear of the Rosh says the Beis Halevi, the tiktok hagamara is still kayim. Now the reason why Tosfos was his kasha says the Beis Halevi, so why can't Tosfos learn that that's good for what the gemara means? Why is Tosfos saying that our sugi has to go tafku lefidaman do amar isha mishum amoynei? So the Beis Halevi says that the Tosfos held him loshen agamara of afagav deloy mechavin. He held it was a doichik to type to explain and be mefarish to gemara like Rashi that it means afagav deloy mechavin lishchait elavah polasakin. And therefore Tosfos learned up the gemara the pashas loshen agamara it's mashma you don't need to be mechavin bechlal, and that's not true lefidaman do amar isha mishum chitzai. That can't be a diktuk, because if you're just trying to dan mitzad the maisa mapila alone, nothing to do with kavana, and we're going to assume that you don't need kavana bechlal, so then there's no difference between nafla and apila. Therefore, Tosfos was machriach, the ergamar, which seems to hold that the apila could work without any kavana, has to be the man de omar isha mishum amoyne. But says the Beis Halevi, the oilam, there's still a diktuk over here in the Mishnah, even the man de omar isha mishum chitzav. He'll just have to be mechavish, the hum miyah, there's a mile in having kavana for the maisa de pila, like the Rosh speaks out, because of the din of koyach gavros mechayiv, to have a kavana for the maisa de pila atzma. And so tzorchi and tzas in the Beis Halevi, but the Gemara on the Beis, when I asked the Kasher of Yechon, also use the exact same lashon, afagav loy mechavin, you have to say the feet of Beis Halevi, that the lashon of Gemara over there is a little lav dafka. In the Etzem Tosfos, over there in Sanhedrin, Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shcheinim, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph, Reb Chaim discusses the Tosfos, and he says that Tosfos was mitzaded to say that maybe the din isha v'shem chitzav is not enough for shchita, and Tosfos says that no, that since we find that l'gabi ritzicha we learn out from the zaken, hu adin we shall learn out shchita. Reb Chaim explains that the yisayit of Tosfos noisa was that maybe the special gzeres hakosav l'gabi nezikin, l'gabi nemaisa hezik. Over there, the Torah was mechadish, exeris akosov, that your ish has a din of your maisa, has a din of chitzov, but l'gabi called dinei Torah, maybe not. And on that, Tosfos was machriach, from the fact that the Gemara holds that hu adin yichayim misa, l'gabi hilchot the parish of Ritzicha, must be it's not a local din, dafkin and zakin, it's a din that could be learned out to call a Torah kula, and therefore says Tosfos, hu adin l'gabi shchita, l'chayr isha v'shem chitzov should be enough. Reb Chaim says that l'chayr could be machalik. We can be mechalik and say that it's cholik ritzicha and shchita. Maybe it's only enough for ritzicha and not enough for shchita. And he says, because shchita, like we're learning over here, needs koyach gavra. Ritzicha, as long as it's a maisa ritzicha, it's my maisa. Oilam, you need my maisa. It's not enough. Mamana maisa can't be mechayiv your misa. You need to have your maisa, but as long as it's your maisa, says Reb Chaim, you can be chayiv misa. Masheket shchita needs more. Shchita needs koyach gavra. Maybe the parsha of isha b'shem chitzav is not enough to give me koyach gavra. Now, if you look in the Chazon Ish over there in Gol Yonis, he argues with Reb Chaim, Pshat and Tosfos. He says Tosfos is having me to be mechalik between Shchita and Nezakim was not because there would be a special Gzeiras Kasav in Nezakim. That was Gufa Taisis Havamina. Taisis Havamina Gufa was like Reb Chaim to say that Misa's, that Shchita is different, Misa needs Kayach Gabra, Mashek and Nizakin. And on that Taisis was Machriach, not like that for Ritzicha. Says it has an issue, it's Poshit, that Ritzicha needs Kayach Gabra. It's Poshit that Ritzicha is not enough without Kayach Gabra, and therefore the Chazanish says that that was Gufa Taisis Tzad. And Taisis Gufa being Shailalit from Ritzicha, is Taisis assumes the Pshitas, that Ritzicha needs Kayach Gavra, not like Reb Chaim, it seems to hold that there will be a tzad to say that Ritzicha doesn't need Kayach Gavra. But Reb Chaim himself goes on over there in that shtickle, and he says that if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, he brings rise from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Ritzicha does need Kayach Gavra. Ritzicha does need Kayach Gavra, and therefore says Reb Chaim, Im Keno Bi Muchach, that you need a Kayach, that Isha Mishav Chitzav is enough, the Xerzkos of Isha Mishav Chitzav is enough to give you a Kayach Gavra. So says Reb Chaim, that L'chayim we could say a different teretz, the Taisis is Kasha. So the Oilam Yei Shloima, that the Xerz HaKos of Isha B'Shem Chitzav is not coming to be machadish to me, that when I put an Evan on top of a roof, and the wind blows it down, that is a din of my Maisa. The Oilam, the Parsha of Isha B'Shem Chitzav is Dafka by Ish, where someone lights a fire, where that fire, since he created it and he made it, that fire is Kokuli his Kayach. We look at that fire, Be'etzem, as Kokuli his Kayach, and it's Poshavi Svara, says Reb Chaim, that would be considered your Maisa, that would be considered your Kayach. It's Eilechas B'Koychoi. Mamish like shooting a chetz. The whole Gzeres HaKosav of Isha B'Shem Chitzav, the reason why we need a new Pasuk and a new Chiddush for it, is only because since it doesn't go by itself, it only goes with the Yua Ruach, there's some side force that I need to make it go on, so therefore I would have a Havmina that can't be considered your Maisa, Kamash Malon, that side force is also, doesn't, we could still look at it like your Maisa, but the Olam, it's only on something, only on a, when you Madlika Ish Mamish, where there Misvara, we understand that is your Maisa, when this fire goes and burns things, it's your Maisa, it's your Koyach, you created this Ish. And therefore, only over there do we have the parish of Isha B'Shem Chitzav. The whole Xerz HaKosav says to Chaim is a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma to tell me that the fact that this thing is moving on, Aydei the Ruach, that also to be considered your Maisa. We don't say that since it's a side thing pushing it, there's a Koyach Akam Ma'uriv Boy, we don't look at it like your Koyach. And therefore says Reb Chaim, it's not going to be Dafka, a local din in Nizakim. That's why the Gemara holds. You can learn it out to the Gabi Ritzicha. And Hu Adin says Reb Chaim, it will be considered enough of a Maisa for Shchita. Because the whole, it's just a Giloy that the Koyach Acham Urubai is also considered my Maisa. But says Reb Chaim, and Echatips is like we're discussing over here in Eretz Sugya and Chulin Daf Lamed Aleph. In the cases where Taisis is, where you put a sacket on top of a roof and it falls down like day of the wind, that's Pusha, that's nothing to do with Isha B'Shem Chitzav. That's not your Koyach B'Chlal. In a Chanami, you're going to be Chayiv, it's Isha B'Shem Amoinai. But it's not Isha B'Shem Chitzav. Isha B'Shem Chitzav says Reb Chaim, it's only Mamish when you go and you light a fire. It's going not like Taisis. The holding of Isha B'Shem Chitzav is only by a fire Mamish, where that's Be'etzem your Koyach. Just as a wind. So we say that the wind also considered, is considered Nichlal in your Koyach. And we don't say that the Koyach Acham Ma'urav Bay should be Ma'akim, that we should look at it like your Koyach. But when you don't have any Maisa and any Asiya B'chlal, you just put an Evan on top of a roof, you just put a sacket and the wind blew it down and it shechted the Be'ima, that's his Reb Chaim, it's Poshet, that's not Nichlal Isha B'Shem Chitzav, and the Melech B'Yushav Taisis is Kasha, it's Poshet Er Sugya of Nofla Sakin, has nothing to do with the Sugya of Isha B'Shem Chitzav, it doesn't have it in Maisa, even the Fir of Yechron, and the Fizet B'Yushav Taisis is Kasha. Now, if you do it at this shtickle for Reb Chaim, it's Mavur already in the Rishonim, the Shita B'Kubetzes, B'Shem Dura'ah, Baba Kaba Daf Nun Vav already says this Chiddush that Isha B'Shem Chitzav is Dafka by the Ish itself. Abdes Kina Masoy Shaniach Parish Gaga in the Nafla Baruch Matsuya in a Chanami is Chayim Bidom Eish. But that Ukul Yalma has a din of Isha B'Shem Amoyna. He doesn't have a din of the Maisa, and such a thing can't be Machayim Yumisa, and such a thing cannot make a Shchita. Quick Sikum, we said over the Raja brought down two Shitas. What does it mean? Nafla, does Nafla mean that it fell from his hand? Or that would also be considered a pila, and Nafla means that it fell from the roof. The Raja returns to Bias brought a Raya from Nafla and Agesher. The Ra'am Berek Bias is Choylik, and he says, which is the Raja, he goes with the Shita that the Raja brings from Taisvis, that you need Dafka pila, that Dafka when you throw it down, Nafla B'Yadi is not kosher, and he says the Raya from Tefila is not a Raya, but Tefila is no did Koyach Gavra. By Shchita, there's a Haisafas did of Koyach Gavra. In Chanami, there's no special din Kavana. Bahamia, you need to be Maplet B'Yadayim. You have to push it down to have the din of Koyach Gavra. We said over Big Chiddush from the Rosh.
that brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah, that it's not enough just that you mapple it, be a dayim. You need to also have kavana for the Maisa Apollo. The Rosh Yeshiva is to hold it for Koyach Gavri, you need to have kavana for the Maisa Apollo. We said that the Achroidim, the Torah Shah, the Rosh Yosef, that Badaik of Tesis Afi Beza, a Beza like this, the Rosh Yosef is Badaik from Rashi, and Eretz Sugya, he holds like the Rosh. And we said over that the Beis HaLevi says that Tesis is Sanhedrin, that says that our sugya is going around the Amar Isha B'Shem Amaynai is only the Lashon HaGemara, but the Etzem Dikduk says the Beis HaLevi could be the Fi the Rosh, could be the Fi even Fi Rabbi Yechonon, the Dikduk could be the Gabi the Kavana and the Maisa Apollo. In the Chanami you have the Maisa. But not for also Fi Rabbi Yechonon has a did of a Maisa, because Isha B'Shem Chitzav. But Avol Pi Kein says the Beis HaLevi, the Dikduk is still time Fi the Rosh, there's a difference between if it fell, where then you didn't have kavana for the Maisa Pila, but Shekin, when you mapple it, then you had kavana for the Maisa Pila, and only then is it going to be kosher. So the Fida Rosh is basically who could be Mekayim Ar Sugya, even the man the Omar, Isha Mishum Chitza. Now he said over for Reb Chaim, that Chazanish, a Mokum Mechalik, that maybe the Chazanish learns that Gufa Tais is nicer, Reb Chaim learns that he says, not what Tais is discussing, is his own Teretz, that maybe Shechita needs to have a Koyach Gavra, which we don't find by Ritzicha. The Chazanish holds that there is a Din Koyach Gavra by Ritzicha also. And then the Reb Chaim goes on, he brings a Rambam, there is a Din Koyach Gavra by Ritzicha, and therefore he goes on to say in New Teretz, that the whole Din of Isha B'Shem Chitzav is only by Eish Mamish, by Aviskin and Masai, by Nofla Asakin, when the Ruach blows down the Sakin, then there's no Parsh of Isha B'Shem Chitzav, and Mela our Sugya could go even the Fear of Yechran, even the Fear of Manda Omar, Isha B'Shem Chitzav. As an interesting nice, there's a famous Yamshel Shoyim over here in the sugya, that even if we hold like Reb Nosson, that you don't need to have kavana for shchita, but if a person makes a maisa shchita and he has kavana lahedya that he doesn't want it to be matir, he has kavana lahepach, he has kavana lahedya that he doesn't want it to be matir. So then says the Yamshel Shoyim, the halacha is that the shchita is going to be possible, it's going to remain in Avela, big chiddush of the Yamshel Shoyim, even though there's no din kavana in shchita, but if you have kavana lahedya, you don't want it to be matir the behemah, ba'achila. Then says the Yamshel Shoyim, the Shechita will remain in the Veil, or be a Pasul of Shechita. Now the Tvua Shar, in Sibbe Gimel and Ois Test, he brings down this Yamshel Shoyim, and he explains, he says, that the Gemara on the basis Basper, what's the Bekar to Reb Nosson Shechita, that you don't need to have Kavana for Shechita? He says, because the Gemara says, from the fact that when you have a new Gzeres HaKosov, that this Asik Bekotchim is Pasul, must be that but Alma, when it's not Kachim, when it's Chulin, the halacha is that you don't need to have Kavada for the Maisa Shechita. Because if you would always eat Kavada for the Maisa Shechita, you don't need a new Pasuk for Misasik with Kachim Pasuk. Must be that there's a special Pasuk Misasik Dafkin Kachim, Masha'inkin by Chulin, you don't need to have Kavada Shechita. And the Gemara explains that once we understand, once we have a Yafusa, we have a Makar, that there's no need Kavada Shechita, so then you don't need Kavada Bechlal. It doesn't hold as any special Indian that need to have a Kavada on the Maisa Chaticha. So says the Tvua Shar that the whole Makar is only that Misasik is kosher. Misasik is kosher, but we have no Makar to come along and say that when you have Kavana Lehedya, it's going to be kosher. That's what it should be, it in Kavana. The whole Makar from Kachim, we have a Makar from Kachim, we have a Raya from Kachim to say that you don't need Lehedya Kavana for the Shechita. But Hamia, Stoma, you need to have Stoma to have Lehedya Kavana Lehepech. Says the Yamshel Shoyim, that the Gemara doesn't have any Makar, and therefore you need to have that it's Stoma, and his Mazmer, the Yisrael Adin is, that Stoma remains kosher, similar to the Sugya in the beginning of Zvachim, that it's a Din Stoma Lishma, because he says, Stam Behemoth Oymed Shechita. So since Stam Behemoth Oymed Shechita, so therefore if I Shecht without any Kavana, when it's Nafla or Pila, I didn't have any kavana for a shechita. Automatically, that remains like a shechita. But stama the milsa, it's aimed the shechita. But if I had you think that I don't want it to be a shechita, I had you say I'm shechting this behemah, I'm cutting this behemah's neck off, and I had you don't want it to be a shechita, then the oilam it could be puzzle. The oilam hamir there is episode in kavana that remains. That if I think lahed you the other way, the halacha is that it'll be puzzle. There's an interesting pischei tshuva and shulchan aruch tzimik gimel yeridaya. Where our dinim are brought down, that he brings down from the Zichron Yitzchak, say for Zichron Yitzchak, that Lefizah, if someone shechted a behemah, and then he goes and he shechts the son without any kavana, it will be possible. Because the Lefida Tvua Shar, the way he understands in the Yamshel Shleimah, the whole Yisrael, why Shechita always is kosher, but like kavana, is only because Stam in the Milsa remains a Shechita. Only because stoma remains a shlita, it's ayman the shlita. Says it's a Zichron Yitzchak when we have a benoy, where then there's an iser today to shech this benoy. So today the benoy is not ayman the shlita, and therefore even stoma is going to be puzzle, a big chiddush. And the Pesach Tshuva goes on. He says the fees there. L'chayr who had it on Shabbos a shchita is going to be possible b'stama. If someone shechts on Shabbos, Allah is the Mishnah says a chulin shchita sekshayro. That's only with kavana. If you do it without kavana, we can't say that stama l'shchita because a behema on Shabbos is not oimer the shchita. And the Pesach Tshuva goes on to argue and he says it's not. He says the oilam it's not the din, even the feet of tefuah shar. And he says because a behema intrinsically is oimer the shchita, the fact that today I can't shecht it because it's isra oisra is benai. Or today happens so to be Shabbos, that's not enough to be keveya that the behemoth is not oimid the shchita. And the Oinig Yontif in Siman and Zion, he brings down this Yamshel Shlomo, discusses it, and he asks a very strong question on the shchita Yamshel Shlomo. He brings from the Gemara in Kisi Adam that Peheyam at Beis, where the Gemara over there brings a brisa shoychet v'tzaruch adam. So much shechta oif, and he needs dam. His point is he doesn't want the oif, doesn't want to eat the oif, he just needs dam. He needs dam for a certain purpose. More of it is disgusting to chase away worms, the smell of the blood. He needs the blood. So says the Braiso, Apple Pekin is a chiv kisi adam, chayiv l'chasis. He made a shrita. Kate said, yasa oi noichwe ya oikwe. You have to make a mice in a chiro, you have to make a puzzle, you have to choke it, or you oikwe simonim. You can't make a kosher shrita. If you make a kosher shrita, that even though you're only shechted for the dam, you're not shechting b'chlala achila, you're not shechting to eat the oif, the halach is, ya afal pekin mochiyim kisi adam. As the Oinig Yontif, why do we have to go and be Oiker the Behema and be Neucher the Behema? Make a Shchita, just have Kavodah led you that you don't want the Shchita to be a Kosher Shchita. You're anyhow not trying to eat the Oif. So say I'm Shechting this Behema, the head you have that the Shchita shouldn't be a Kosher Shchita. And then I won't have to do Kisi Adam. I'll be a Apostle Shchita. So the Achiezer, Chaimoizer and Achiezer, Chedek Beis, and Simon Aleph, and Ois Dalid, he says a yishuv. He says that the whole Yamshel Shlomo is only going in the man the Omar that you need to have kavana when you make tefila. We have a machlekes in our daf, Yechran or Rav. If you need to have kavana for tefila, Rav Yechran holds you need to have kavana. Rav holds you don't need to have kavana. Says Reb Chaim Oyser, the whole shtickle that we said from the Tefuah Shar that the yisayin of the Yamshel Shlomo is din is bonny that be'etzem there should be a kavana b'shchita. Just as a makar from his asik b'kotshim, that it's possible dafka kotshim b'chulin's kosher, and the Tefuah Shar said that whole makar is only to tell me that it's kosher, but stoma, I have no right that when I have kavod lehedya, that it should be possible. Says Reb Chaim Oyser, that whole shtickle gemara is going in Reb Yechidon, that holds like Reb Yonasan ben Yosef, that b'etzim is a din kavona and tefila. He has a makar of a chubas, that is a din kavona and tefila. In Cain, we want to know why Shchit is different. So then we need a whole makar from his asik, b'kotshim pasul, that Shchita b'chulin is asik's kosher. And then we have a svar to Tefuah Shar to say that we have no makar more than stomach's kosher. Masha Engin says, Rechaim Oizer, Lefi Rav, there's no din kavan in tefila b'chlal. And we don't need any makar from his asik b'kotshim pasul to be makshir chulin b'mis asik. There's no svar chitzayna b'chlal to pasul that you need kavana. He yells nafal min hakesher, is kosher. And Mel says from Chaim Oizer, the fi rav that holds is no din kavana bechlal and tvila, then who had din in shchita, there's no din kavana bechlal. And therefore, the whole din of the Yamshel Shlomo is only in Rabbi Yechon Shita, that there's a din kavana. And therefore says Reb Chaim Oizer, we can say that this sugya is going with Shita's rav. And even though it's a brayso over here, he speaks out, our sugya is before, it's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Reb Yechiel, it's a machlokes tanoim if you need to have kavana for tefila. And therefore says Reb Chaim Oizer, it's not a kasha from the Yamshel Shlomo, from the sugya over here that's before, that the only itza to make something not a shrita is if you're noicher and oiker. Because if that, the whole Yamshel Shlomo is only going that be'etzem there isn't in kavana and shrita. And where does that come from? That comes from tefila. That since it's a xeris akosov, Reb Yosef and Yosef, shita's Reb Yechiel, that is kavana by tefila. And it's just exerts that cost of that shchit is different. So in the end, it's as far to say that shchit is only different that stomach is kosher. But ham mia, if you're b'chavin lahed yilahepich, it's going to be puzzle. Masheikin and Rav, where there's no din kavana in tefila b'chlal, says Reb Chaim Oizer, there's no din kavana. And therefore, it's poshut that who has it if you have kavana lahepich by tefila and by shchita, the halacha is that it's going to be kosher. And if this Reb Chaim Oizer comes out of big chiddush, that even though we're machmer for shchitas Reb Yechiel by tefila, to make sure that you have kavana lahedya by tefillah, that you're doing it to be become tar. Baham Mia, this could be possibly Ikra, then we pass him like Rav. Ikra, then we pass him like Rav, that you don't need Kavana for Tefillah. Now, there are certain instances where a lady might want to be have Kavana ahead and not to become tar. If she's going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur for a minig, and she's held, happens to be easy seba to be holding after Zayin Akim, but she doesn't want this tefillah, she's not doing the proper preparations, she doesn't want this tefillah to be oila for her. So there's an eitzah for her to have kavana not to be yaitzah the tefillah. She'll have kavana lehepuch, like the Yamsha Shlema says. But if you're a b'chaim oizer, this kavana lehepuch won't work. Because since Be'ikra did we pass it like Rav, this whole kavana lehepuch is only in Shitas Rav Yechanan, and it's only negated by Shchita, by tefillah in Rav's Lefi Rav, that Rav holds that you don't need kavana for tefillah, it wouldn't help. And therefore, l'chayr bal korchach, she would be yaitzar tefillah, if it's a kosher tefillah, she did the chafifa and everything, she has enough, she doesn't have any other problems, the tefillah behechich is going to be a kosher tefillah. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings, itmar nidosh anensav atovah, she had an oinetz and she was tevil, she didn't have kavana for the tefillah. Amr Rav Yudam Rav, Tahira Labesa, Vasur Lech Vachuma. Pachuma, Allah is you have to have kavana, but for the Tahira of the Isha Labaila, Allah is you don't need kavana. Rav Yechon Omar, Afla Besa Leitar. Rav Yechon holds you need to have kavana for Besa. Also, you need to have kavana to be the Tahira Isha to become Tahira Labaila. You need a tefillah, needs to have kavana. Now, this Machlaikis, Rav Rav Yechon, whether or not you need to have kavana for tefillah, the Ramban, and the Chusha Ran brings it down also. They speak out that we know that a few Gemaras in Shas, Sugya and Rosh Hashanah, the Sugya of Mitzvah's Trichas Kavana. Every Mitzvah, in order to do the Mitzvah, you need to have Kavana to be Yetzir the Mitzvah or not. So Rabban speaks out that this Machlokes that we have here in the Sugya, Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, has nothing to do with that Machlokes. He says that Rav that holds in our Sugya that you don't need kavana, could the oilam hold by all mitzvahs trichas kavana? But over here, it's not the mitzvah atzma, it's a machshir, it's not a darvish of a chayv, it's not a nice, it's muta on me to do b'teres a mitzvah. It's just a machshir, it's something that's machshir the isha l'baylo. And over there, Rav could possibly hold that such a thing doesn't need kavana, even though he holds a regular mitzvah needs kavana. And he speaks out all the way also, Rav Yechanan, that says in Arsug you need to have kavana, but oilam by a regular mitzvah could be Rav Yechanan holds that you don't need to have kavana. Only over here, since it's a machshir, it's a maisa that the Torah was kaveh, to be machshir of the bylaw, such a maisa needs to have kavana for the hechshir. And therefore, since they're on ban, it's a machlegis rav, Rabbi Yechanan, everyone can hold Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, everyone can hold Mitzvah Tzrichas Tzrichas Kavana. This is a new shayla, what's to do with a machshir? Don't think it's not a darvish of a chayva. A maisa that's only a machshir ba'alma, is such a maisa, need to have kavana or not, does not need to have kavana. And he brings a rai. He says that the Gemara later on says that Lefirim Nosin, if Doflamea Gesher, Allah is that it's kosher. It's a kosher at tefillah. If a isha falls off the gesher, Allah is it's oila for a tefillah. He says that such a maisa and a mitzvah, l'kuli alma, wouldn't be kosher. In a regular maisa mitzvah, that would be misasik ba'alma. That wouldn't be considered b'chlal maisa mitzvah. And afal pikein, it's before over here, that as long as you don't need to have kavana, the man the omer that you don't need kavana, it's gonna be kosher. So says the Ramban, it's murach over here, that's a new noise, it's not a regular mitzvah, and therefore it's only a machshir, and that's the reason why Rav over here is machshir, and Rav holds that you don't need to have kavana for the hechshir l'bayit. Rav Kiva Eger over here says a little differently, seems a little different than the Havana, what the Ramban is saying. The Rav Kiva Eger says that the mitzvah of shchita and the mitzvah of tefillah, that's not the gufa mitzvah. The gufa mitzvah is that you shouldn't eat without shchita. That when you go and eat basar, you shouldn't go ahead and eat without shchita. That's the mitzvah of zavachta. The mitzvah of zavachta is not to go and shecht animals. The mitzvah is not to eat without shchita. And therefore, it says to Kivega, that's why it doesn't apply the din of mitzvah suchas kavana b'chlal to the mitzvah shchita. And who has it says to Kivega? The gabi tefillah. The iser is shaloi l'shamish ishtei nido. That's what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to be knowing not to go and be mishamish isha. That's not toivel. But the maisa tefillah alone says to Kivega, it's not the mitzvah. That's just the hechatimtza that someone should be zor shaloi l'shamish ishtei nido, and therefore says to Kivegar, it doesn't bechlal come in the tzad to be mechavin for the mitzvah. Now in the Rabban it would be mashva a little bit, not like Kivegar. In the Rabban would be mashva. There is a mitzvah in the ma'aseh tefillah. It's just a different type of mitzvah. Kivegar seems to hold that there's no mitzvah bechlal in the ma'aseh tefillah and the ma'aseh shchita. And the Kovet Shiurim in Ksubis and Ois Reish Memches or Bechoron writes. He's going on a Chacham Tzvi over there. The Chacham Tzvi is done. There's a halacha Gemara in Yevam is Tavkovav. The Gemara is before that you need to have kavana for chalitza. And the Chacham Tzvi is doubting exactly what's the makar of this thing, what's the yisayin of this thing, kavana chalitza. And he has it sad that maybe the kavana is b'tzal hilchus mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Maybe since the halacha is that mitzvah tzrichas kavana, chalitza is a mitzvah. So maybe that's the reason why you need to have kavana b'shas the chalitza. And Rabbi Chana comes along and he says this can't be the pshat. Can't be that's not the chayr, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. That's not the reason why you need to have kavana for chalitza. And he brings down Aramban. And the way he brings it down, he's masberet. He says that the mitzvah, the kiyama mitzvah normally comes from the maisa mitzvah. But I do a maisa mitzvah, that's how I'm kaim the mitzvah. He says by these mitzvahs, by chalitza, by tefillah, by shchita, the mitzvah comes from the fact that there's a heter here. The kiyama mitzvah is that it was chal v'heter. You can't come along and say that I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah since it was a chal v'heter. Since I'm not going to have the heter here because I didn't have kavana, so that's why the mitzvah shouldn't be this kaim. The mitzvah is not to make them a heter. The mitzvah is to have the heter. The mitzvah is that if there's a heter that's chal over here, so then that is the mitzvah. So doesn't the kavana in the heter is not the mitzvah. The maisa heter is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a yidei that I have my heter. That's my kiyama mitzvah. And that's the yisoid of the Ramban Svara. The Ramban saying is, the Rabbi Chanan explaining the Ramban, that the Ramban means to say that over here it's just a hechsher. The kiyam, of course, is a mitzvah in the tefillah, is a mitzvah in the shchita. But the mitzvah is the fact that I got a maisa, I was matur this behema, the fact that I was matur this isha, the baila, that is the kiyama mitzvah. It's not like a regular maisa mitzvah. The kiyama mitzvah comes b'koyach, the maisa mitzvah atzmai. And he says that the heter doesn't come from the kiyama mitzvah, so you can't come along and say that since I don't have kavon in the maisa tefillah, so therefore I wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore I don't have a heter. It's not how it works. It works the other way around. Since I have a heter, that's how I have a kiyama mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't apply the din of mitzvah tzrichas kavana by chalitza, and that's the pshat why it doesn't apply by shchita and tefillah. But this is the shita's haramban. There seems to be Agoyis Ashri and Rosh Hashanah on Perek Gimel, and Oysir Alf, he brings out from the Arzarua, and he says one way. He speaks out that Lafi Rav, that holds an Arasug, you don't need Kavana, Hu Adin, you don't need Kavana by all mitzvahs. He holds that Rav Shita is that you don't need to have Kavana, mitzvahs ain't a tzuchas Kavana. Now he doesn't say maybe Rabbi Yechon's think Kavana in this sugya. Rabbi Yechon could also hold mitzvahs ain't tzuchas Kavana. He doesn't speak out that half. But Hamia, this way, he says, not like the Ramban. The Ramban holds that Rav can hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana. There's a new din. By regular mitzvah, you need kavana. Only over here, it's a hechsher, you don't need kavana. That he argues, and he says that if you need kavana in all mitzvahs, you need kavana over here also by tefillah and shchit. As some sefer points out an interesting point over here, he says that in a chanami, the Ramban holds that lefi Rav, that holds that yoytze, you come tar the baila with el kavana, he can oil him hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But says the Chassam Sefer, Hamia, that's true that you won't be Mekai in the mitzvah. You become tar. The Taira, you don't need to have Kavana for the Taira. But Hamia, to be Mekai in the mitzvah, Tefillah, says the Chassam Sefer, that you need Kavana like all mitzvahs. And you will not be Mekai in the mitzvah, Tefillah. Just like Rabbi Chanan spoke out, the Heksha Tefillah doesn't come from the Kiyama Mitzvah. The Kiyama Mitzvah could come from the Heksha Tefillah. So therefore, the Heksha Tefillah is not totally in that. So you'll have the Heksha Tefillah, you'll become tar. But Hamia says, speaks out of Chassam Sefer, that you will not be Mekayim the mitzvah's tefillah. You won't have a kiyam mitzvah. And the Chari, this is also Mavor in the Magad Avram. The Magad Avram, in Simu Kufnum Chesed, Sif Katan Yir Gimel, discussing over there in Tilas Yadayim, he speaks out Mefurish, that if Isha is Toivol without Kavana, or someone Shechts, Lenoyetze Bekaisel, and doesn't have Kavana for the Shechita, even though the Shechita is Kasher, and the tefillah is Kshera, Afal Pikein says to Magad Avram, we cannot make a bracha on such a thing. You can't make a bracha. And the chari, the beer is like the chassam sefer, the inachanami. You got the taira, inachanami, you got the hechsher shchita. But hamia, a kiyam mitzvah you don't have. The kiyam mitzvah needs to have kavana, and therefore you won't be able to make a bracha. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Yerodea, and Simagimo Oizai, he argues in the Magen Avram, and he says that the whole bracha, he says, you let him make a bracha right after the mitzvah. Okay, so Shri Shita, you can make a bracha right after a mitzvah. You don't have to dafka do it before. And therefore he says you can make a bracha over here because the Ikra bracha was Niskan, Al-Kedushas Yisrael, that they don't eat without Shchita, Al-Kedushas Yisrael, that they're not Boil Isha without the Tefillah. That's what the Ikra mitzvah is Niskan on. It sounds like he understands, like Reb Kiva Eger, that the whole mitzvah is not the Maisa Shchita, it's not the Maisa Tefillah. The whole mitzvah is that you shouldn't eat Basar below Shchita, you shouldn't be Mishamish Ishtai while she's a Nida, below Tefillah. And this Yesh Shleimah, that even the Fida Avonar of Kiveger, Hammiya, the bracha was Niskan on the Maisa Tvila and on the Maisa Shchita, could be that if you don't have Kavada for the Maisa Shchita, Maisa Tvila, maybe Afal Pikin, you wouldn't be able to go ahead and make a bracha. Tzarchian. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a Raya from the Din, the Mishnah, the Mikvahis, Parakei, of Galshin Nitvash. Halacha is a Galshin Nitvash, a gal, a wave gets Nitvash from the Yam. By our bomb size 40 saw, and it falls on the other Malakalim. The halacha is that it's a good kosher of tefillah. And Gemara assumes that this is talking about Balei Kavana, just like Kalim is Balei Kavana. Adam is also without Kavana. And Gemara says, no, the Oilim we can be talking about, there is Kavana. Kalim also be Mechavim to be Tevil the Kalim. And the Gemara asks, Im Kain, what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, it will be a Havimeter that you should be Geyser, Mishab Chardel Shal Ksham. That a person, if he Tevil in a wave, he might also be Tevil, and if there's a big rush of rainwater rushing down a mountain, a person will be Tevil there also. And that's the chiddush over here, that no, we're not geyser up to that, and that's why it's kosher to be tevil in a gal. Now, what's the problem in being tevil chardosh shal kshamim? So Rashi, the Ramasal chardosh Rashi's mazber, Rashi says that the problem is that there's not going to be a shear of Arba Amsah, that because in one place there's no Arba Amsah, and it's like vakatafris, when there's a hill going down, water rushing down a mountain, is enoi chibur. So therefore, says Rashi, you would never get down that you have a mikvah 40 sa, and you need 40 sa for a mikvah. And that's the problem over here in Chardu Shal Kshamim. And that's what Gemara says, it will be a half a minute to be geyser, gal shenitlash from to Chardu Shal Kshamim, and the chiddush of the Mishnah over here is gufa that we don't make such a gzeir. Taisus at the Rabbasal gzeir brings down Rashi. And Taisus says that it's not true, even if there would be 40 sa in the midrit itself, in the place that's going down itself, would have 40 saw, Afal Piketo would be puzzle. Because there's a problem of Zeichelin, there's a problem of Mikvah, Big Shabbat, it needs to have Dafka and Shpire, it has to be sitting still. If it's the Zeichelin, the Alach is that the Mikvah is puzzle. Now the Bishash, there's a port of Rishash over here, is Bedaktik, and the Lashon HaTaisvis, and the Rajb also that says the same thing as Taisvis, even more beforeish, that first the Taisvis holds, that the Katafris is not a Chibur, it just means that when you have a cup, and you're pouring from the cup down a hill, and then it's landing up into a different body of water, the cup to the body of water is not a chibur. The thing that's going down itself, the amud that's going down the katafras, that place itself, bidei obey, remains a chibur. Because Taisvis before that there will be 40 saw in that place itself will be a chibur, a big chiddush of Taisvis. The Rishash says there's other rishrayas, from other rishayim, the Rash, it's Fulyayim, but other places is rayas, that the midrin itself remains a chibur, and that will be the chayim betuyik in the Lashon HaTaisvis. But b'chol eifin, Taisvis, as a Rashi, the Lachayim, we don't need to come on to Rashi's problem of Chesar Chibur. Lachayim is a Pashta Psul over here of Zeichlin. Now there's a famous Bir Agra in Yeridea, Simon Reish Alf, Skvatim Vav, and over there he's discussing the Halacha, is Machoikis Rishayim, if a Mayan needs to have 40 Sala Adam. And he says that we know the Halacha is that a Mayan is Kashav Zeichlin. Every mayan is usually zeichel. Halacha is a mayan's kasher bezeichlin. Only a mikvah makes shamim, something that's not a mayan, not a natural spring, a collection of makes shamim, then this halacha has to be dafka ishpoyrin. And the Goyin says that the beer, why? The yisayda din, why does it psul zeichlin in makes shamim is, this makes shamim needs to have 40 saw. Makes shamim needs to have 40 saw. The Goyin learns up in a rivash that zeichlin is not a chibur. Zeichlin doesn't have a din, has a din of katafras. It doesn't have a din chibur, and that's the reason, since I need 40 saw, in Makam Echad, I need a chibur of 40 saw, since Mayim Zeichlin says the Goyin is not a chibur, so in any mikvah where I need 40 saw, the halacha would be that it's going to be puzzle. Only in a Mayim, which the Goyin is coming to prove over here, that a Mayim is betar b'kol shu afil l'adam, there's no din arbam saw in a Mayim. So therefore says the Goyin, the Raya Gufa will be from here, because from the fact that it's kosher Zeichlin, it's mukhrach, that you don't need 40 saw, because if you need 40 saw, you will never have it. The Zeichlin says the Goyin is not a Chibur. B'chodesh the Geshik Zar Goyin, Pash the Zeichlin is a new psul mitzar atzmai. A mikvah Zeichlin is pasal. The Goyin is saying, no, the whole problem of Zeichlin is only that I need a Chibur. And if I don't have a Chibur, the halacha is that I lose my 40 saw. So if you look in the Stipler, in Tyrus and Simon Nun Beis, he says that possibly we could use this Goyin to explain the Rashi. Rashi over here comes and says that the psul of Chardash Shal Kshamim, the psul of Make Shum rushing down a mountain, is a problem of Ene Chibur, of Ketafris Ene Chibur. Taisis is massing on Rashi. Why do you need to come on to that? Typically, it'll be Din Zeichlin. Says the Stipel, the feet of Goyin, Taisis Kashas, Loi Kashamidi. Ene Chanami, that is the problem. The reason why Zeichlin's puzzle is because what Rashi says, Ketafris Ene Chibur. But he says it's rachik to say that Rashi holds like this. It's a very shver goin. And therefore he says that l'chayr it's rachik to say this is pshat Rashi. But kapanim, this would be a nice cheshvin in Rashi. Al pita goin, l'chayr tesis kasha, wouldn't be shver b'chlal on shita's Rashi. So it's the Imre Moshe asks on the goin from l'chayr on the first mission, Imre Moshe and Simon Aleph, Vais Dalet, he asks that there's a Mishnah mikvois. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, where the Mishnah says that if you have a mayim that's rabu alav mayim she'uvim. So halacha is shabal a mikvah tarbesh boyrin. It has a din mikvah since it's roiv make shamim. The halacha is you need to have dafkesh boyrin. It's not mitar bezeichlin. Ula mayon lahatzavai bekolshu. But hami it still retains its din mayon that you table it that a kolshu is enough. You don't need to shear about bar sa. It still has a din of mayon. Kapalam lagabi kalim with its kuli alma is a din kolshu and a mayon. It still has a din mayon lagabi bet. Asked Imre Moshe, Lafita Goyin, how could it possibly be such a din? The Goyin learns up that the whole din is Boyrin, the whole reason why a mikvah can't be Zeichel is Guva, because I need 40 saw. And over here I find a Mishnah that says that I don't need 40 saw. It's enough a kosher, and Afel Pikain, Zeichel's puzzle. I need Dafkash Boyrin. So Imre Moshe speaks out that the Ran and the Darm Daf Mem learns a Mishnah a little differently than the Pashup Shah and the Mishnah. He learns that in a Hanami, there's no place, there's no such thing. It's talking about two different places in the Mayan. In the place of the Mayan, Gufa, that has a thing kosher and who has it? It's Matar B'Zeichlin. In the place where there's a Sufis Mayim where it got wider because of the Meg Shamim, then there's a din 40 saw. In a Hanami over there you need a Shpire, and in a Hanami over there you need 40 saw. But he says the Pashup Shah, the Mishnah, all the Rishayin and Pashas bring the Mishnah Kipshutai. There's a new din over here that in one place it's Matar B'Koshu and Athel Pekin it needs a Shpire. So Imre Moshe just answers that the Pshat is that since the whole Hechsher over here is coming Mikoyach the Chibur La Mayim, but Etzem, Mikvah needs 40 saw. How am I using this kol shu? Is only mitin chibur lamayin. Im Kain says in Ramayisha, the reason why I need a shpirin over here is not because I need 40 saw, but I need a din chibur because I need to be mechaber to the mayin. There's a different reason in this mishnah why I need a shpirin. There's a different reason in the mishnah why I need a chibur. Because the only way I can be metar b'kol shu is only if I say that all this water, all this make shum that fell into this mayin is mechaber to the mayin. If he's that's b'yushev, the shita's ha-goin from this kasha, from this mishnah. Now, in this noise, which we just said over quickly from the goin, is a machlekes rishonim by mayin. Halacha is a mayin's matar b'kolshu. Is a machlekes rishonim if this is dafka l'kelim, or for adam, and by adam you need to have 40 saw, just like a mikvah. Is it din arbam saw, just like a mikvah l'gabi adam, or no, the din mayin kolshu is both l'kelim and l'adam. Obviously, practically, kosher is not going to be enough to be mitar adam. You need a little more, but if you have a small person, you don't need to have the full 40 saw. It's enough. It's kosher without 40 saw. So the Teres HaBayis and Shar Zayin at the end of Teres HaBayis, he brings down from Shitas Rebbe Tam. That's Rebbe Tam is that you need 40 saw of Mayan, and he brings a raya from this Mishnah that Argamar brings Gal Shenitplash. They're assuming the Rashi Rebbe Tam is assuming it's a Mayan as a din Mayan. The Yam Alocha is we passing a Yam as a din Mayan. I would say Gal Shenditlosh, and Avo Pekin it says, Boyar Boam Sa, the Gal has 40 Sa in it. Why do you need 40 Sa? A Mayan only needs a Koshu. Elamai says, Rabbi Tam, Mukrach, that for Adam, a Gal needs to have 40 Sa, a Mayan needs 40 Sa for Adam. So you have to know how to be Miyash of this, so for the other Sheetas. So Achrayim, the Taz, in Simarish Alf, Sivkot Vav, the Goyin brings down this Taz over there, in Goyin and Sivkot Vav. The Meiri and Chagiga Daf Yotessa Ben Aleph also says this. They say that in a Hanami, the price that says 40 saw, the Mishnah that says 40 saw is lav dafki. You don't know, din you need 40 saw. It's practically a regular person needs 40 saw to be kaivel's whole guf. That is the whole shear of 40 saw is bunny on the stam adam. That's how much water you need to be cover your guf. So therefore, practically, if you're not going to have 40 saw in the gal, it's going to be very hard to be kaivel adam. In a Hanami, if you have a very small adam and the gal is less than 40 saw, in a Hanami will be good. The Mishnah, the set 40 saw, partially practically to explain how the other is being titled it, or the Milsa Nakat, in a Chanami, there's no din that you need 40 saw. But there's a Shach. The Shach says, no, we can answer this. He says that the reason why over here you need 40 saw is because it's not Mechubar Lamayan. It's not Mechubar Lamayan. So in a Chanami, the Shach seems to learn that the Oilman has a din Mayan. And the reason is the Marik, the place can bring down from the Marik is Mazrover, even though it's not Mechubar anymore to the Yam. It still has it in mind, since it's still moving Mikoyach Liyam, it didn't stop yet, it didn't gather in the ground yet, it's still moving Mikoyach Liyam, so therefore, the Halacha is it still has it in mind. The Marik is done, that maybe even when it's not Mechubar Lamayan, it has it in mind. But he says in the oil over here, the oil, if you have water that came from a mine that's sitting in a bar in the wall, in the floor, that loses its terrace mine. But water that's still moving, mikoyef the mayon, is a galsha nitlash, it's still going, mikoyef the mayon, till it stops, till it stops, and then you bring it to a new place, says the marik, it still has a terrace mayon, but says the shach hamiyah, since it's not mechubra anymore to the mayon, it's not mechubra anymore to the yam, says the shach, therefore it needs to have 40 saw. So if you look at the Goyin over there in Sivkat the Vav, he springs down the Shach, and he says, Tvarv Tchukim, why should it be Chaluk? If you're telling me it still has a Din Mayon, and that's why it's Betar B'Zeichlin while it's still moving, then L'Choy Huadin, it should have to have, it should be Tar B'Kolshu. Why over here all of a sudden do I need to have 40 Saf for this Mayon? So there's Reb Chaim in Mekvoyis, a Perek Tes Halacha Vav, Reb Chaim is Masber, that there's two dinim in a mayon. There's a din mayon, legabi the din of kolshu, and the chiddush of mayon, legabi the din zoichlin. And Reb Chaim says that they're totally two different things. The din kolshu is totally in the din mayon. If this water has a din mayon on it right now, so then it's has a din kolshu. Masha in kain schila, the heksha of schila and mayon, that's totally me mayonis. Has a din of a heksha schila, and therefore Reb Chaim says that that's how we can learn up in the shach, and this is where he says this is the makar to this din from galsha nitlash, and he says that once it's not mechuber to the mayan anymore, so it's not the mayan, it's not a mayan, it's water, it's not the mayan anymore, so therefore it loses its din kolshu. Masha inkin lagabi din schila, it's still mei mayonis. We can still look at it as mei mayonis. It's still water of a mayon, and therefore it's still kosher b'schila. That would be the beer in the shach. That would be the side of the chiluk in the shach, where why it's chaluk, the gabi that did kolshu and the gabi that did schilu. But the Reb Chaim goes on, he says that you can't say this in the Rambam. Mr. Rambam is a vor over here, it's a vor in the Gemara, that you can't be toivel in the kippin. And the problem is, because you can't be toivel in the aver, Gemara by us brings this down, that the kippin is kosher, matfilim b'roishim, ve'im matfilim b'kippin, she'im matfilim b'aver. So pashas, you could learn that there's a new din, aver is puzzle, a mikveh has to be in the ground. Mikvah has to be in the ground. Mikvah na aver is puzzle. But the Rambam is before that the Yisrael Psal over here is bidin zeichlin. It's chsarnesh bayrin. Something has to be in the ground in order for a mikvah to have a din ashbayrin. It has to be sitting in the ground. A mikvah that's in the aver, that alone makes that it's not ashbayrin. It has a din zeichlin. So it says Reb Chaim, it's a vor that the Rambam does not hold it's the heksha zeichlin here. It's a vor in the Rambam, it's the Rambam that galsha nitlash is puzzle bezeichlin. And you have to say that somehow we could look at this galsha nitlash as ashbayrin. When it hits the ground, it's kilo gathering in a place and has a din ashbayrin. And therefore says Reb Chaim, lefi Rambam, there's taka no chilek, there's no b'tam avor here, any chilek, in a chanami. The Paiskim are assuming that there's a heksha zeichlin, there's pash, there's a galsha nitlash zeichlin. Says Reb Chaim, Rambam behechrich holds that there's no, it doesn't have a din mayan legabi that. And that's why the Rambam holds that the psul aver is we did zeichlin. And therefore says Reb Chaim, behechrich, the Rambam's gonna hold that it's be'emes the sugya, the galsha nitlash is ashbayrin. And the oilam, that's why you need 40 sah. Male, it's a different territory. Sir. Beta times raya. In a chanami, once it's nifsek from the mayon, it legami loses its thin mayon, and that's why you need that 40 sah, even though a regular mayon only has, is betar b'koshu. The Gemara on the base goes on and brings a raya to Rav, that chulin doesn't need kavana, and the Gemara says the raya is from a mishta and makshirin, mishta and perek dalid, the Tanan Perish had off with Amas Amayim. Someone had Paris that fell into Amas Amayim. Who pushed up Misha Yodav Tmeis for not on Yodav Tairis, who Paris Edim Mechayutan. The Mishvil Shayutru Yodav Tairis, who Paris Bechayutan. If he wants to wash his hands, so then he wants the water, then the Paris become Bechayutan. Then the Paris have a Heksha. So it's before that even though he just put his hands in to be able to get the Paris, he didn't have any Kavanah to Betaris Yadayim. Afal Pikain is before that Yodav Tairis. And Tosis of Abbasel, who speaks out that Rabbi Yechon holds you do have to have Kavanah, he's going to have to say that Tfilas Yadayim, since it's not a Daraistik Alocha Tfilas Yadayim to Betar the Yadayim, in a Chanami over there, you don't need Kavanah, even though a regular Tfilah needs to have Kavanah. Now there's a Rajbo over here on this Gemara that he says that L'chayr, the Loshana Mishto over here is Mashma, that the person that stuck his heads in has nothing to do with the Paris. It says, Misha Yodav Tmeis, it's mashma, any person has hands of Tamei, and he stuck his hands into the water, Afal Pikain, if he had Kavara, Sheyutchu Yodav, the halacha is the Peiris Abichiyuta. Says the Rajbo, that we can't dictaku betoisvis, on Er Omen, there's no Taisis, but he brings from a Taisis, a Taisis brought a Raya for beer, that the Din Hechsher does not need Rotsin Bailin. The Din Hechsher, the halacha is that you need to have Rotsin, there has to be an Ichusa, Kiyuta Dubi de Chiyutan, that even though the Pasuk says Kiyitain, but we don't have Kiyutan if it happens by itself, but it has to be Akbar Doimit Kiyitain, that it has to be a Berichusa of the Bailin, has to be in the Berichusa. So it says the Rashi, you don't need Bailin. It's before over here that any person, Misha Yadav Tmeis, is also can make a Hechsher. You don't need to have the Hechsher of the, you don't need to have the Nechusa of the Bailim. And he goes on, he's Mamshech, and he says that we find the same thing by Parah Aduma, which we learn out from Egla Rufa over there. There's a similar drasha of Ova Adumya de Uvad, that just like if it happens, even though it happens in Mela, as long as I have a Nechusa for the Malacha, it becomes puzzle. And Afal Pikin, it says, Oisa Malacha Veparas Bemechatos, it's Mashma, any person that does Malacha Bemechatos, he's chayiv to pay. We're talking about someone else that's being chayiv to pay the bailim. And Afal Pikin, it's a four that he passels. So Oysa B'lach B'chatas passels. Alma Mashba, says the Rashba, the Hoddar Shidama, Ove Denichalei, Af Uva Denichalei, Lav Dafka Denichalei, La Bailim, doesn't have to be Dafka the Bailim Anichalei, El Afilo Adam Acher. And Mel says the Rashba, who Adin Lagabe Hechsher. That's Shidas Taisis, he brings a Raya from this Gemara, and he brings a Raya from Paras Chatas, Oysa B'lach B'chatas. He says, it says the Rashba, Aval Rambam Zal Rambam at the beginning of Parak Yubayis of Hilchastam as Oichlim. The Rambam writes clearly, Echad Amayim, Echad Shara Shiva Mashkin, Vuhu Sheyutan Aleha, Berotzin Habailim. Has to be that you put it on Berotzin Habailim. Has to be that the Bailim had Rotzin, and only then is there gonna be a Din Hechsher. Now the Chazayin Ish, in Hilchas Machshirin, it's Simon Aleph in Ois Yud Beis. Chazon Ish writes that L'chayr this Machlekes Rambam and Teisvis is totally in the old Machlekes and Hechsher. The Rambam Shita is that in order to have a Hechsher, you need to have that the water is Nitlash Barotzin. The Mayim Chubarim has to be that you Metilish the Mayim Barotzin. And the Mayim has to go on to the Peiris Barotzin. The Maisa Hechsher, when the water is landing on the Peiris, the water being on the Peiris has to be Barotzin. Masha'ikin Teisvis holds it's enough that it's Nitlash Barotzin. Once Mayim is Chilosai, if it's Chilosai Barotzin, it was Nitlash Barotzin, even if it goes on to the Peiris Shaloi Larotzin, Afal Pikein, the halacha is that it remains a Hechsher. Says the Chazon Ish im Kain, the feet Teisvis, the fact that the water goes on to the Peiris, that you don't need any Rotzin for, therefore the Svara is that you don't need to have Rotzin Abaylim. The whole Rotzin is just to make the Mayan Plushim. The Stipler brings it down, and Tyrus and Sibit Sabach Zion, he's Masmur a little more, he says that like the Feder Rambam is another Din Nichus over here that is in the Maisa Hechsher alone. In the Peiris becoming Hukshar, in that Chalois Hechsher, there needs to be a Rotzin, and therefore it's Mistabra that there should be a Rotzin Abaylim. The Chalois Hechsher doesn't need Rotzin, but the Rotzin is only for the Mayim, to make the Mayim Plushin. And in Cain, the Mesvar is that you don't need to have the Nechus of the Bailam and the Hechsher, just try to make the Mayim Plushin. But the Stipe goes on to say, he says, that's very nice over here by the Hechsher, but he says that L'chayr, the Raja brings Taisus, he says, we find such a Taisus. Taisus above Betzia, Taisus above Betzia, Daf Labed of Adalaf, Tiver Masal Af, where there Taisus discussing Paras Chatos, and discussing, and he brings it to Hechsher, like the Rashi by us, and he goes on to ask the Rashi's Kasha, how could a Oysa Malach of Mechatas Tassel, L'chayr, it's someone else, L'chayr, you should need to have the Nechus of the Bailim. And Taisus goes on to answer, two Terutzim, his first Terutz is the Inachanam, he was talking about a Shutif. And in Chanam, you do need Nechus of the Bayim, like the Shittas HaRambam, that you do need Nechus of the Bayim, this we're talking about a case of a Shotif. In Nami says, Taisvis, you do not need Nechus of the Bayim, the Nechus of the Ois of Alocha is enough. And therefore says the Stipler, Im Kain, this Taisvis over here is before, that even by Parah Aduma, it's enough to other person. And over there, it's Pasha that would try to make a Pasos in the Parah Aduma. And Afal Pikin Taisvis says someone else would work. So L'chari, this can't be the reason why Taisus argues in the Rambam, because he holds you don't need any Nechusa in the Gufa Hechsher, because by Parah Aduma we see that you need a Nechusa in the Gufa Psol, in the Gufa Malacha, and Afal Pikein Taisus holds that an Acher works. So the Stipler goes on, and the Stipler says, he brings up a Taisus above a Kamad of Tzadiches of an Aleph, the Ramas Loha, that the Din of Nechusa the Bailim, that the din that Taisus holds that someone else's nechusa can work is only because he's doing the maisa malacha. If water falls on Peiris v'meila and someone else is nichalei, Poshet says the disciple that won't work. You need to have the maisa of the maisa of someone else. When he's doing the maisa of Hechsher, when he's being yitain, when he's putting the water on the Peiris, then only then does Taisus hold that it could work his nechusa. And therefore says the disciple, possibly there will be no machlekes Rambam and Taisvis. Maybe we could say that in a chanami. The Rambam agrees to Taisus in a case where someone does a maisa, when someone puts it on, that his dichusa could work. The Rambam is talking about a case where it fell memela, it rained on the peiris, and now the bialim on nichalei in that rain, so then it's only the bialim that can make the nichusa. And says the type that's posh, Taisus would agree to that. Maybe it's no machlekes, maybe the Taisus is talking about when there's a asiya of someone else, and the Rambam is talking about a case where it fell on memela.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.